Welcome to the first of what we hope will be several live productions here on KVSH Radio and KVSH.com. We plan to do several more of these from time to time. It's part of our commitment at KVSH Radio for live and local programming. We do want to send out a thank you to Jim Thompson, who made these scripts available. We do have several more that we'll try to bring to you in the coming months. We want to say thanks to our sponsors of our inaugural broadcast here for live radio. Thanks to Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, also Tall Tales Taxidermy on Cherry Street in Valentine, Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers, and of course, Cherry Hills Estates. We thank them for stepping up to sponsor our first live broadcast. We do have a special guest appearance to start things off this evening, and we're going to go straight to the live studio here with a Halloween classic from Dodie Osborne.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," I said, "or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal had ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." "This," I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore." Merely this and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. "Surely," I said, "surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see, then, what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien or lord or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and set and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore, "Through the crest be shorn and shaven, though," I said, "art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonium shore." Quoth the raven, "Nevermore." And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming, and the lamplit o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. The Raven by Dodie Osborne.
Thank you very much, Dodi. Nice way to start as we head into the Halloween season here in another day or so. So Dodi Osborne reading our Halloween classic. Well, now let's get on to our main production this evening. Stay tuned to the very end for the twist in the plot here, and let us know what you think about this by sending us an email to news@kvsh.com or mike@kvsh.com. Let us know what you think about our live production. Let's start by introducing our characters. Beverly, the station manager and owner, will be played by the awesome Ann Neifer. Michelle, the faithful producer, will be played by Hannah Barber. And Trent, the play-by-play color man and loyal sidekick, will be portrayed by Noah Barber. And Bob Martin, the longtime voice and play-by-play man of the Lions baseball team, is your buddy, Bruce Anderson. Now, let's get on with tonight's production by Rand Higby, The Last Ball Game. Here's your narrator, Zach Dean.
It's the last weekend of summer, and here in the little city of Fairfield, that means only one thing. The end of another season of minor league baseball. The Monroeville Nine are in town to take on our hometown Lions in a three-game series. Sunday afternoon's game will be the season finale. The last series of the season always sells out here in Fairfield, but if you didn't get tickets for the games, no need to despair. Just turn on your live and local radio, grab a hot dog, and sit back. Legendary announcer Bob Martin is here to do the play-by-play. Let's tune in now.
Loomis leans in for the sign. From the stretch, the pitch. Oh, way outside. Ball four. Cleberad trots down to first, and Kerry Loomis has just loaded the bases here in the ninth.
Loomis was not close on any of those pitches.
He's pitched himself into a bad situation here. Ketterling has good speed down at third, and he'll be scoring on anything hit out of the infield. That would tie this game up, and who would have thought that at the start of the inning?
Well, Loomis has been lights out this season, 22 saves and 24 opportunities, but he's going to have to work out for number 23 tonight.
Rory Pierce is up next. Rory has a good night going, 2-for-3, and drove in the first run for Monroeville.
Pierce is not the guy we want to be facing with the game on the line.
The Lions are still in front, but Monroeville has cut it to a 4-3 lead and have loaded the bases with only one out here in the top of the ninth. Ketterling at third, Hegdahl at second, and Cleberad is at first. Pierce at the plate, and the first pitch by Loomis is way outside. Again, ball one.
Kerry cannot afford to fall behind here. He's got to come right in and challenge Pierce.
I tell you, the crowd was on its feet, ready to celebrate a victory when this inning started. Now they're all sitting back down.
At the edge of their seats.
Very much so. Loomis with the 1-0 delivery. Ground ball up the middle. Martinez a driving stop to second. One on to the first. Double play. Double play. They got him by half a step at first. And the Lions hold on to win the ball game.
4-6-3. That is as timely a double play as you're ever likely to see, Bob.
Very impressive play by Martinez. And a game-saving play. If that ball gets through, two-run score, and Monroeville has a 5-4 lead. Martinez had to dive to his right, snag the ball, and then somehow flip it over to Lopnow at second. And give Lopnow credit for a nice relay over to Barker at first.
Game of inches, they say, and that play proved it. Ooh, boy.
Loomis was really struggling with his control tonight, but he gets out of it by the pitcher's best friend. 4-6-3 to end the inning. For Monroeville, it was one run, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. Final score, the Fairfield Lions 4, the Monroeville 9, 3. And we'll be right back to wrap it up after this.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you were no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally and make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy, 376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters invited to join the residents of Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure, Halloween from 5:30 till 7.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, more than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
Tiffany, I was driving by your house last night and I see your husband Skip got his deer back. Are you really going to be okay with that in your living room?
Oh, Joyce, it was done at Tall Tales Taxidermy, so I'm totally in love with it. If you want attention to detail and a true art piece, take it to Anne at 103 North Cherry Street, Valentine, 402-376-6379.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers, wishing you a happy Halloween and wonderful holiday season. LashleyLand.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land, for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
Oh, man, Bob. I'm telling you, I thought that one was through.
I did, too. What a play by Martinez.
Mr. Martin?
Michelle, nice job tonight. Really nice job.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Beverly is here, and she says she wants to see you.
Beverly? Here? At the ballpark?
Yes, and she said she really wants to see you.
Beverly is at the ballpark, Trent. When was the last time Beverly was at the ballpark?
1982?
She's in one of the offices here, Mr. Martin. She did say she really wants to see you.
Thank you, Michelle. Tell her I'll be there as soon as we finish with the wrap-up.
No, Beverly said to let Trent do the wrap-up tonight, and she'd like to see you right away.
Let Trent do the wrap-up? Are we really going to let a rookie handle a job like that?
Hold on, who are you calling a rookie? Go on and meet with the boss lady. I can handle this.
You sure?
I can handle it. Player of the game is Martinez, right?
Absolutely. All right, Michelle. We'll tempt fate and leave the rookie in charge. Lead on to Beverly.
Right this way.
One more game left. Can you believe it? Michelle, where has the summer gone?
It's went by quickly.
One good thing about baseball, though, spring is never far away.
No, it never is.
Old Bev came down to the ballpark. How do you like that? What do you suppose she wants?
Mr. Martin, if I've learned one thing in all of the years I've been working here, it's this. Never try to guess what Beverly wants.
I guess you're right about that.
Beverly, Mr. Martin is here.
Thank you, Michelle.
Beverly, you never cease to amaze me. Did you see the entire game tonight?
I got here about the sixth.
What a play by Martinez. Did you see the play by Martinez?
I'm afraid I missed the last inning.
Top of the ninth. Bases loaded. Only one out. And our lead is down to 4-3.
Bob, I need to talk some business with you.
Sure, sure. Is it about the baseball card show?
About what?
Next weekend, they're having a baseball card show at the Holiday Inn. You want me to make an appearance? Sign some autographs? Maybe give a talk?
Maybe. We can discuss that later. Bob, ratings, market share... Our ratings are really dropping. Every year they go down a little more. Even the sports. This baseball season was our lowest rated yet.
Yeah, only natural, I guess.
Natural?
More competition, Bev. When I first started here, we were the only station in town. Oh, sure, you could pick up a few rock and roll stations from nearby towns. But for local news, weather, and sports, we were it.
Bob...
Did I ever tell you about when the first FM station came to town? Must have been 71 or 72. I didn't even own an FM radio at the time. I had to run out and buy one.
Increased competition is a factor, of course. Nevertheless, lower ratings means lower advertising rates, and that means less money for us all.
Well, of course you're right.
We've decided we need to make some changes, Bob. Some rather big changes.
Whatever they are, Bev, you know you can count on me.
Yes. Bob, we've decided to go a different direction for the baseball games next summer. I'm afraid tomorrow's game is going to be your final broadcast.
Beverly, no.
We aren't getting rid of you, Bob. We couldn't get rid of you. You have the most famous voice in Fairfield. But there's no room for sentimentality in the radio business. I'm afraid we're going to be hiring someone new to do the play-by-play next summer.
Beverly, I know that ratings have been down, but...
Bob, we had to make a change.
One more summer. Just let me have one more summer.
Bob, it's been decided. I'm sorry.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, more than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers, wishing you a happy Halloween and wonderful holiday season. Lashleyland.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne, with Lashley Land for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you were no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally and make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy, 376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters are invited to join Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure, Halloween, from 5:30 till 7.
Furry, feathery, or scaly, we do it all at Tall Tales Taxidermy. With a full-time taxidermist, your trophies are well taken care of, and we have plenty of attention to your details. Call Ann at 402-376-6379.
Mr. Martin?
Michelle? I can see an engineer's work is never done.
I thought you left an hour ago.
I did, but this is as far as I got. Once they turn the stadium lights off, this parking lot is the best place in town to watch the stars.
I guess I had never noticed before. But you're right. They sure are pretty tonight.
I thought I'd sit here a while and wait for Sirius to rise.
Sirius?
That's the dog star. If you watch right over there, just to the left of the trees there, in a couple hours you'll see Orion rise. Orion the Hunter, they call him. Then about an hour later, you'll see his companion, Sirius, the dog star, the brightest star in the sky.
Mr. Martin, I've worked with you, what, 6 years now? I never realized you knew so much about astronomy.
Oh, I don't know anything about astronomy. All I know is baseball. And Sirius has a connection to baseball.
Really? How so?
You ever hear a baseball player talk about the dog days of summer?
Well, sure.
Early in the summer, the star Sirius is so close to the sun that you can't see it. But then late July, early August, it moves far enough away to become visible again. You have to stay awake all night, but just before the sunrise, you'll spot it. The dog star. That's why we call that time of the year the dog days of summer.
So you're going to stay up all night just to see this star?
Not quite the whole night. It's rising earlier these days, 2 or 3, I think. You know, sometimes in December, I'll drive out to this parking lot around midnight. December is the month when baseball seems the furthest away, but I'll drive out here, find Sirius up on the sky, and remind myself that the seasons turn, and eventually baseball and the dog days will be upon us again.
Now you're starting to sound like a poet.
A poet? Hardly. All I know is baseball. The only poetry I know is Casey at the Bat.
Tinkers to Evers to Chance?
That's the one.
Mr. Martin, you seem a little melancholy tonight. Did something happen in your meeting with Beverly?
I suppose you'll be hearing soon enough, Michelle. I've been fired.
Fired?
Technically not fired, I guess. We're just going to be taking a different direction in the broadcast next summer.
What do you mean, different direction?
A younger direction, I suspect. Someone to improve our, what's the word? Our demographics.
Who could possibly improve our demographics over you? Mr. Martin, you're a legend around here. The most famous voice in Fairfield.
Legends don't always equal ratings, Michelle. If they did, you'd turn on the local rock and roll station and hear nothing but the Beatles, Elvis Presley, and the Rolling Stones. Instead, you turn on the radio and you hear, I don't even know the names of the modern groups.
Linkin Park, I suppose.
Whoever they are.
But that's not the same thing.
Sure it is. It's ratings. It's all about ratings and demographics.
Mr. Martin, when I got hired here 6 years ago, you know what the first thing my dad said to me when he heard the news? He didn't care what my salary was. He didn't care what my official position was going to be. He said, Michelle, do you think you'll be working with Bob Martin?
Your dad's a nice fellow.
My dad is a typical Fairfield resident. He thinks you're the greatest sports announcer that ever was.
They haven't heard many announcers then, have they?
Oh, come on. You're the best thing to ever happen to this station. They can't do this to you. No, it's wrong.
You know, after I think it was my third summer broadcasting here, I got a phone call from a station in Ohio. Wanted to know if I'd be interested in moving there and becoming the play-by-play man for the Toledo Mud Hens.
The Mud Hens?
It's a AAA team, one step below the majors. I don't know how the station had gotten my name, but apparently they were quite familiar with my broadcast. And of course, I would have been in Ohio, where they have both the Cleveland Indians and the Cincinnati Reds. I don't have much doubt that if I'd taken that job, I'd have been broadcasting in the majors before too many more years.
But you turned them down?
I did.
Why?
I guess because I had everything I ever wanted right here. A small city, a good station, a good ball club, a job that I loved doing. You get too far up on the ladder and there is always someone after your job. Here in Fairfield, I thought I could last forever.
Mr. Martin, what they're doing to you, well, it's just wrong. In the morning, I'm going to go into Beverly's office and have a talk with her.
You'll do nothing of the sort.
And why not?
Because, Michelle, the truth of the matter is, Beverly is right.
No.
Of course she is. That's the worst part of this. I can't even get mad at her because she's right. I've been doing this for 42 seasons now. That's 42 years. I'm old. It's time for someone younger to take over.
But younger does not mean better.
No, younger means younger. And that's what our demographics want, younger. There's a baseball card show at the Holiday Inn next weekend. If I go there, I know just what to expect. I'll sign a lot of autographs for the older crowd. But the only kids who will come up to me will be those who are pushed up by their grandfathers. You know who that is? Bob Martin. Go get his autograph. But the kids don't care.
You could get a job somewhere else. I'm sure there are many stations out there who would just love to have you broadcasting for them.
Michelle, I appreciate your support. I do. But I have to face facts. Tomorrow afternoon will be my last ball game.
No, Mr. Martin.
Trouble is, there's nothing else in this world I'm good at. According to my ex-wife, I wasn't a very good husband. And I was too afraid to even try to be a father. No, this is what I do. This is what I did. Play-by-play for the Fairfield Lions.
So, when did you say this Dog Star Rises? 3?
Serious? Yeah, 2 or 3. Don't feel the need to stay up, though.
No, I suppose I should go. But I want you to promise something for me.
What's that?
When Sirius rises tonight, I want you to make a wish.
Wish upon a star? Does that work?
It does, but it has to be the right star and the right wish.
And how do you know it's the right star and the right wish?
Well, the right star is obvious. It has to be your favorite star. And Sirius is quite obviously your favorite star.
This is true.
And the wish? Well, the wish just has to be sincere. If it is truly the most sincere wish that you have, then it will come true.
All right, Michelle. I'll give it a try.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, then.
Should be a great day for that ball game.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, more than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
Tiffany, I was driving by your house last night and I see your husband Skip got his deer back. Are you okay with that in your living room?
Oh, Joyce, it was done at Tall Tales Taxidermy, so I'm totally in love with it. If you want attention to detail and you want a true art piece, take it to Anne at 103 Cherry Street in Valentine, 402-376-6379.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you are no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally and make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy at 376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters are invited to join the residents of Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure on Halloween from 5:30 till 7 o'clock.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers, wishing you a happy Halloween and wonderful holiday season. LashleyLand.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate it to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne, with Lashley Land for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
Well, AJ will be looking for his 10th win of the season. He's 9-6 coming into today's game, and it looks as though he's just about done with his warm-up tosses. So it's time for me to turn it back over to the play-by-play voice of the Fairfield Lions for the past 42 seasons, Bob Martin.
Thank you, Trent. What a beautiful day for a baseball game.
It really is.
The Fairfield Lions today in the last game of the season, taking on old rivals the Monroeville Nine. Did I ever tell you, Trent, that back in the 70s when we adopted the DH rule, I always thought the Monroeville Nine should have changed their name to the Monroeville Ten?
I think you mention that every time the two teams play, Bob.
A.J. Parrish has finished his warm-up tosses, and Craig Hegdahl, leading off for the Nine, steps into the box, and now he steps out of the box. He's pointing to something down the line.
A banner?
Yes. Seems some fans have a banner down the right field line, and Hegdahl wants it removed. So there's going to be a slight delay while they take care of that.
I don't really see how that would have distracted him. It's in foul territory.
Oh, you know, batters. Always complaining about something. Isn't that what you always did?
Me? Never.
But Trent and fans, this gives me an opportunity to make an announcement. This is a personal one. As Trent just said, I have been the play-by-play man for the Fairfield Lions for 42 seasons now. It's been a difficult decision to come to, but I have decided that this is going to be it for me. This afternoon's game will be my last game in the booth.
Bob, I think we're going to have to change your mind on this one.
No. I'll tell you what, Trent, it has been a true privilege to be the voice of this team for so many years. This team, this town, all the fans have treated me so well over the years, but there comes a time to move on, and I am certainly not as young as I used to be.
None of us are.
Hegdahl is back in the box. Parrish's first pitch to him is, a big swing and a miss, strike one.
Well, if that was any indication, Parrish has his fastball working this afternoon.
When he is on, that fastball is in the low 90s and has major leagues written all over it.
Absolutely.
From the windup, the 0-1 pitch, A slow roller down to third. Hanson grabs it. He's going to have to hurry. Out by a step at first. Nice play by Tim Hanson down at third. Parrott has been rolling along today, but the first two batters have reached here in the fifth, and Monroeville has their first real threat of the afternoon.
Yeah, Turnell's hit was just a little bloop, but Gingler's ball was scorched. It was the first real solid hit of the game for the nine.
Turnell on second, Gangler on first, and Johnny Mullen stepping up to the plate.
Mullen is a dangerous hitter, doesn't hit for much of an average, but when he gets a hold of one, it sure can fly.
Fairfield leading 3-1 here in the top of the fifth. Now Paris' first pitch to Mullen, and a big swing and a miss. Paris' fastball has not lost any velocity.
Bob, don't you think this Mullen kid is a little big for a catcher?
He's big, no doubt.
I don't remember many catchers that size.
Sandy Alomar Jr., maybe?
He was big, yeah.
Paris, 0-1 pitch to him is, I don't know where that one missed. A little outside, I guess. 1-1.
Mullen is just a big guy, and it's hard for me to think of those legs squatting behind the plate for too many years.
Definitely a tough position. Parrott has the sign, and here's the 1-1 pitch.
Oh, no.
Mullen lifts it deep to left field, way back. Rada is on to the track, to the fence. It's gone.
Oh, no.
Way, way out of here. With one swing of the bat, Johnny Mullen has put Monroeville into the lead 4-3.
That was a no-doubter from the moment it left his bat.
You just got done saying Mullen is a big guy, and when he hits one solidly, it can fly.
It might be the longest ball we've seen hit here this whole season.
I think it was. And it was a bad time for the Lions. A 3-1 lead has given way to a 4-3 deficit. Well, we're 6.5 innings into this one, and as the crowd serenades us with Take Me Out to the Ball Game, we're going down to the stands where Trent is chatting with some of the Nine's loyal fans.
Thanks, Bob. It's been an exciting game up to this point, but it sounds like the thing that's gotten to the folks out at the ballpark this afternoon is word of your retirement. Fans are understandably upset.
This is just so, so wrong.
Oh, I was shocked beyond belief when I heard the news. I grew up with this guy. I mean, who's going to fill his shoes?
He was my everything. This is terrible, just terrible.
You know, I still bring my radio to the ball game right now to listen to the play-by-play, and I'm still going to be able to watch the game in person and cheer on the team, but, you know, it's just not going to be the same without getting to listen to Bob here on my radio.
It feels like the end of a long family tradition. We've been listening to Bob's play-by-play of our baseball games for as long as I can remember. I hate that my own kids are not going to get to experience the same. This is a sad day for Fairfield.
I'm going to write a letter to the president and to the head of the radio station.
Well, as you can see from a handful of fans, through the power of live radio, word has spread like wildfire that this is your last time calling baseball for us. But that hasn't changed how they look at this game. They're still looking for a win in this one. We'll be right back with more baseball after this quick commercial break.
Tiffany, I was driving by your house last night and I see your husband Skip got his deer back. Are you okay with that in your living room?
Oh, Joyce, it was done at Tall Tales Taxidermy, so I'm totally in love with it. If you want attention to detail and want a true art piece, take it to Ann at 103 North Cherry Street, Valentine, 402-376-6379.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, more than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you were no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally and make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy, 376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters are invited to join the residents of Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure on Halloween from 5:30 till 7.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers wishing you a happy Halloween and wonderful holiday season. LashleyLand.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne, with Lashley Land for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
Way out of here. With one swing of the bat, Johnny Mullen has put Monroeville into the lead 4-3.
That was a no-doubter from the moment it left his bat.
You just got done saying Mullen is a big guy, and when he hit his one solid, it can fly.
That might be the longest ball we've seen hit here this whole season.
The pitch a little inside, and Pearson takes the count full.
You know, Bob, I'm a little surprised they've left Moore in here for the ninth. Are you?
A little bit. They've got one of the best closers in the league down in the bullpen in Carl Summer. But I think this is a little test for Moore. He has not had a complete game all season, and they'd like to see him close this one out by himself. The playoff delivery is fouled off by Pearson. The count rides along at 3-2.
Second batter and the second full count of the inning, Moore is showing signs of tiring.
He got Newsom on strikes, so let's see if Pearson can do anything here. The pitch, comebacker, right to Moore. He flips it up over Pierce at first, and Monroeville is down on their last out.
I tell you what, Bob, the Lions aren't going to the playoffs this year, but I know they'd like to win this last game. Finish the season in style. If not for themselves, then for you, for your last game.
I'm sure they have other thoughts besides me right now.
Maybe.
Big Ed Barker's coming up to the plate, and maybe he's exactly who we need here. A big fly would tie this one up.
Barker has 25 homers on the season. Number 26 would feel pretty good.
It certainly would. This first pitch to Barker, way outside. And Moore is definitely struggling with his control. But one last good pitch, and none of this will matter.
Come on, Big Ed, let's do it for Bob Martin.
I'm not really sure that's what's going to inspire him, but let's see what Big Ed can do. Here's the 0-1 pitch.
He's got it.
Fly ball, deep center field. Clever Ed is looking up. Tie ball game.
Big Ed comes through.
Hit that one a ton. The Lions were one out away from defeat, but Big Ed Barker ties it up at 4 here in the bottom of the ninth.
What did I tell you? They couldn't let you go quite so soon, Bob.
Big Ed is crossing the plate and being graded by his teammates.
Big Ed Barker, a flair for the dramatic here in the ninth.
Danny Esposito will be coming to the plate. He's wearing the collar so far this afternoon, 0-4. So let's see if he can do something here and send us all home happy.
Yeah, 0-4. He's due.
How about that? One out away from our season being over. Now, who knows?
It's what we love about this game. You just never know.
And Esposito hits a little pop behind the plate. Mullen back for a look. And, oh, he makes the catch. Nice play by Mullen. And guess what? We are headed to extra innings.
How appropriate is that?
A little extra baseball in the last day of the season. What could be better? For the Lions in the ninth, one run on, one big hit, no errors, and nobody's left on base. Inning 10, coming right up.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers, wishing you a happy Halloween and wonderful holiday season. LashleyLand.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne, with Lashley Land for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you were no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally. Make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy. 402-376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters are invited to join the residents of Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure on Halloween from 5:30 to 7.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery. More than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
Furry, feathery, or scaly, we do it all at Tall Tales Taxidermy. With a full-time taxidermist, your trophies are well taken care of with attention to details. Call Ann at 402-376-6379.
Extra innings, old man. You think you can handle it?
I hope they play all day and all night. Hey, Michelle. Michelle, can you hear me? I think I'm going to need another hot dog down here. Nelson is leaning in for the sign. He has it. From the wind, the 2-2 pitch. Whoa, big swing and a miss by Shoopman. Andy is down on strikes, and that takes care of inning 11. Esposito swings and sends an easy bouncer down to Ketterling at short. The throw on to first. And you can believe this, folks, 16 innings down and who knows how many more to follow. Hansen completes the sacrifice and we now have the winning run 90 feet away.
Finally.
Finally is right. Let's recap this one, folks. Bottom of the 22nd inning, yes, I said 22nd. We are still knotted up at 4-4, each team with plenty of opportunities to score here in extra innings, but neither team has been able to come through. But Mike Rada has left off the bottom of the 22nd win, a double, and Tim Hansen has just sacrificed him to third.
Hey, Rada with good speed down at third.
Martinez needs to hit a fly ball here. Anything out of the infield should do it.
Come on, Rusty, let's end this one.
Nelson still hanging in there for Monroeville, but this is the toughest spot for him yet. No room for error, and the first pitch is a bit high. Ball one.
Rusty Martinez is a really good batter to have up there in this situation. Nelson needing the K here, but Martinez is very, very tough to strike out.
He just needs to make contact here. The 1-0 pitch. Martinez swings and lifts it into the left field. Medium deep. Turnau is under it. Now coming in a few steps, he makes the catch, and here comes Martinez to the plate. There's nothing going to be a play. He is out. Out. Turnau with a strike to catcher Mullen, and Martinez is out at the plate.
You have got to be kidding me.
This game will not end. No runs, one hit, no errors. And thanks to the double play, there was nobody left on base. Folks, here are some words I never thought you'd hear me say, but we will be right back with inning number 23.
If you have a long-term care policy and wonder what it covers, you can call Sally at Cherry Hills Estates Assisted Living in Valentine. Long-term care policies vary a lot. You purchase them to protect your assets for when you were no longer able to care for yourself. Now may be the time to ask questions about what makes you qualify for benefits. Cherry Hills Estates can help explain some of the details. Call Sally and make an appointment to review your current long-term care policy, 376-2555. And remember, area trick-or-treaters are invited to join the residents of Cherry Hills Estates for their trick-or-treat adventure on Halloween from 5:30 to 7.
Furry, feathery, or scaly, we do it all at Tall Tales Taxidermy. With a full-time taxidermist. Your trophies are well taken care of with attention to details. 103 North Cherry Street in Valentine. Call Ann at 402-376-6379.
Outback Screen Printing and Embroidery, more than your typical screen printing shop. They do it all from vinyl, embroidery, screen printing, and awards for all your needs. Stop in to 208 East 1st Street in Valentine or call 402-376-1190 and get your orders in for Christmas before it gets crazy.
Hi, this is Dodie Osborne with Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers wishing you a happy Halloween, and remember, there's no place like home. Lashleyland.com receives over 45,000 hits per month, and when you list your property with me, we syndicate to over 100 websites, providing you with maximum exposure for your property. Please call me, Dodie Osborne, with Lashley Land for a free opinion of value at 402-322-5777.
Unbelievable. Where did Turnout come up with a throw like that?
What a game. Just incredible. Hey, Michelle. Michelle, could you come in here a second?
This is one for the ages, Bob. We are calling a game for the ages.
Mr. Martin?
Michelle, Trent, I've got to talk quickly before we come back from the break. Do either of you notice anything unusual about this game?
Besides the fact that we're entering the 23rd inning?
Unusual how, Mr. Martin?
Unusual in that it's close to 8 o'clock now, but the sun is shining like it's mid-afternoon.
The sun stays up later in the summer.
Not this late, and not this far into September. And look at the players. They seem as fresh as they did in the first inning.
Yeah, they're professional players, Bob. This is what they do.
No, no, there's something very odd here, Michelle. Do you remember last night when you told me to make a wish on the star Sirius?
Well, yeah.
I did. I did make a wish. Do you know what I wished for?
No. What did you wish for?
I said, if this is really going to be my last game, then let this game last forever. That's what I said. Let this game last forever.
Was it a sincere wish, Mr. Martin? What you really wanted most in this world?
I wanted nothing more.
Oh, coming back on, Bob. We're going to need more hot dogs, Michelle.
Hi, and welcome back to inning number 23, folks. I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling this game might never end.
If you attend a minor league baseball game on a late September's day, mention the name Bob Martin to the fans sitting around you. No doubt they'll eagerly relate this very story to you. Some will tell you that the last game Bob called ended in the 23rd inning. Some say no, it was finally called after 30 innings because of a curfew. But others believe the legendary broadcaster is still out there, somewhere, doing play-by-play for a baseball game that will never end. In one hand, he holds a hot dog. In the other, a box of Cracker Jacks, and he doesn't care if he never gets back.
Well, that is the first of our live play productions. Be sure to stay tuned for more here on KVSH and KVSH.com. Kim and I would like to thank our players today, Ann Knifer, and also Hannah Barber, Noah Barber, Bruce Anderson, Zach Dean. We also snuck in Dodie Osborne, of course, there a few times, and the one and only Jack Liddy. Let us know what you think about our live broadcast here on KVSH and KVSH.com. Thanks for tuning in on this evening.